Mike McFeely here in Spokane, Washington, on a, what day is it? Friday it is now, the day before NDSU plays San Diego State in the round of 32 in the NCAA basketball tournament. North Dakota State head coach Saul Phillips, kind enough to drag himself away from the internet machine and the video machine and all the other national interviews he's doing to join us on the program today. First of all, Saul, congratulations. Huge moment in NDSU history and North Dakota history and state history.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to that. All I know is that we won a game last night that's kind of what the tournament's all about, and to be part of it is really humbling because I've watched this tournament as close as anybody for my entire life, and to have my guys, L.A., Carlin Dupree, Marsh, Taylor, to go out there and do and full disclosure, everybody out there who knew who Carlin Dupree was before the shots. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, who knew?
And I told you this off the air, and this is the God's honest truth, Saul. And no offense to Carlin, I'm going to talk to him here in a couple of moments, but when he got in the game and did what he did, went to the hoop, got fouled, made the basket later on, I literally had text messages coming into my phone back from Fargo, from bars in Fargo most likely, asking the question, who in heck is Carlin Dupree? I mean, that's what happened last night.
Yeah, and I went to sub Mike Felton, who's a senior who's had a prolific scoring career, and he got to the score table, and I thought, just for one fleeting moment, we have to break the press first. Let's not get too fancy with this. And Carlin's a lightning-quick ball handler, and on a hunch threw him in there, and all he did was play the loudest 2 minutes in NCAA tournament history.
I call it great coaching when you tell Felt. I think Felt actually got up off the bench, didn't he, and was walking toward the scores table, and you put the brakes on and said, no, let's go with Carlin. That's just great coaching. That's out-coaching Lon Kruger, the guy who's brought five teams to the NCAA tournament.
There was no out-coaching done there. That's holding on by the skin of your teeth. And again, you talk about decisions and the decisions you make in the spur of the moment. I made them for the right reasons, but I didn't envision him working out like that. I got to be honest with you.
Another big moment, of course, was the three-pointer by Lawrence. In a game of 1,000 big moments, the one that stands out is at the end of regulation or near the end of regulation. Lawrence Alexander with an ungodly three-pointer that's making all the highlights today all across the country. Ended up on his backside when the ball went through the hoop. But that was as big a shot as you're ever going to have in your coaching career or a program is ever going to have, because that was the one that kept you in the game. It was remarkable.
Well, Lawrence didn't make first team all conference. He didn't make second team all conference. He was honorable mention all conference, and I think that calls for a revote at this point. Listen, Lawrence, anybody that's followed this program over the last 4 years, as you have, 3 years since he's been here, has seen a sharp uptick in victory since he's been on campus. And point guard play is huge. And you got to have a cold-blooded killer out there. And, boy, he was just that last night. He had a really rough game against IPFW in the championship. And he was disappointed in himself. I'd say he redeemed himself a little bit.
I know last night at the press conference post-game, you weren't into the big-picture philosophical stuff that we guys in the media talk about. How big is this win? What does it mean? How does this change your life? But I'm going to ask you again, how big is this win? What does it mean? What does this do to your life?
Ask me next week. I got San Diego State. I'm preparing for them. I don't know. It changes my life in that I get to have this group of guys for another 2 days. And let's just keep it at that for right now, because I love coaching this group. I said it before. I'll say it again. Special crew of guys. That locker room, to walk into it tomorrow night at least one more time, is going to be a special place for me, because that's where I love to be.
San Diego State, coached by Steve Fisher, who's won, I believe, an NCAA tournament and has been there with the Fab Four and the Fab Five at Michigan. He's probably got, I don't know how many victories in his career. From Lon Kruger to Steve Fisher, you're running into some guys, Saul, that have been around a bit.
Well, okay, Steve Fisher recruits the Fab Five. Then he goes to San Diego State, and there's some recruiting tools there. You got beaches, you got SeaWorld, I think, Legoland, all kinds of good stuff, weather. And his team looks like he's got a good place to recruit, too, and he's a good recruiter. They're long, they're athletic. The joy of last night gets wiped away as soon as you start watching tape with this group, because they're extremely, extremely gifted athletically. And Coach Fisher, I mean, all I do is basketball. That's what I do. I have very vivid memories of Ramil Robinson's free throws in the Kingdome in Seattle, and Steve taking them there. I have very vivid memories of the runs that he's been to 3 Final Fours. Pretty strong stuff. Pretty strong stuff. I think he'd do okay in the Summit League. Let's just put it that way.
Last night, you were probably long since looking at tape, but Steve Fisher opened his press conference last night, and this is neither here nor there for NDSU, but somebody from San Diego asked him a question about doubling down in the post and why didn't he do this or do that, and Fisher launched into a 5-6-7-minute diatribe against the NCAA because they were flying New Mexico State out after the game as opposed to keeping him over the next night. It was 5 minutes of brilliance. As somebody, you know me well enough, I like somebody that kind of stirs the pot a little bit. He just shredded the NCAA. So when you win and beat San Diego State tomorrow, launch into the NCAA and just rip them apart for me, okay?
Well, I hope he's worried about the NCAA and not us, because that bodes well for us. Here's the thing, and I don't want to disagree with them, but if we lost last night, we were flying out today at noon. It's your choice. The NCAA is... I think he's wrong there. I think he just wasn't paying attention, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. All I know is that is the last thing on my mind after last night's win. You know what? Fly us home in 3 weeks. Fly us home 2 minutes after the game. I don't care either way. I know we're going home after the next game either way. We got to take a pit stop, and I got to refresh my underwear drawer after this week. But hopefully it's after a win, and hopefully it's a happy flight.
Last question, so I'll let you get back to work. How much time are you guys putting in? You know, fans back in Fargo listening were at the Gastro Pub last night or wherever, partying, watching the game on TV and cheering. I'm assuming that once you guys left the arena, came across the street here to the Red Lion Inn, you and Dave Richmond and Will Ryan and Freddie Coleman and the whole crew were watching tape and breaking down the game and putting together a game plan for a practice today later on, right?
Yeah, and that primarily falls on Will Ryan's shoulders, who's been working on San Diego State since we got the draw. You sign Dave to New Mexico State, Will to San Diego State, and that's, you don't understand how much you rely on your assistants if you're a fan at this point. I can watch all the tape I want, which I will, but I got to have somebody that's got a head start on me and point me in the right direction, and Will's going to do that. Not a lot of sleep last night. I don't really care. We don't need to sleep.
This is the last question. Number of media interviews that you've done so far this week, and how many more you have scheduled today?
Boy, I've lost track.
It's gonna be triple digits.
It's a lot. Believe it or not, and this is going to be hard for anybody that knows me to believe, I'm sick of hearing myself talk at this point. For a lot of that many microphones to be pointed in my direction, something good must have happened. So we got a small window of opportunity to get the word out there, and we need to do that because we've got something very special here. I think the people in Fargo understand that, but certainly nationally, we might be a second, third, fourth choice in terms of attention. No, actually, we're not a choice at all for most places with attention most of the year, and now that we've got this opportunity, it's time to let people know what we're doing in Fargo.
Thank you, Saul. Congratulations again, and good luck.
Take care.